for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Campers Hill Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming.
I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program John Streednig. Thanks for joining me, John.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
You're a National Park student doing the 2 plus 2 through SAU, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, John.
Well, I'm originally from West Texas, Lubbock, Texas, to be exact. I came out here about 2.5, 3 years ago, get closer to family. I'd learned about this program about that point in time. Hopped in, got some prereqs done through National Park College, and then about a year ago started doing the full-time SAU stuff. I am 28, so this is my second run at college. Safe to say it's going a little bit better this time around.
It takes some of us a few more times. I don't want to tell you how long I've been at it. So, John, what field are you studying here at National Park?
Biology pre-health.
Okay, why that field?
Well, I'd want to go be a doctor, and the health sciences is so fascinating to me.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us what specifically fascinates you about the health sciences?
Yeah, so whenever you start learning about all the molecular machinery of the body and seeing how that works, seeing how it works when it's working right, seeing how it works when it's working wrong, mm-hmm. it's kind of cool to see the way that the body is this big biological machine that's mm-hmm. all working in tandem.
Yeah.
It's just a really fascinating thing. Some people like actual machines, seeing how they work together. Some people like looking at the recording machinery that we're using here. Some people like looking at the computers right there. I like looking at the biological machinery of the human body. It's a lot of fun to learn about.
Yeah.
And it's pretty impressive, to say the least.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And the fact that it happened naturally, you know, quite interesting for sure. How long have you been here at National Park, John?
Well, about 2.5 years ago, I was working full-time at that point in time. I was traveling around as a site superintendent for a construction company, just taking classes online where I could. And then, so it was online, part-time stuff about 2.5 years ago. And then about a year ago, that's whenever I first started going back full-time in person. Mm. Started actually getting on campus for the first time.
Mm-hmm. What are the challenges that you face being a non-traditional student?
Numerous. I mean, I'm telling you. This time around, I really kind of screwed myself taking this route. It's been a lot tougher. I mean, it's a character building experience, but whenever you talk about trying to balance all of the bills that you've racked up at this point in your life,
right.
And actually like getting it together and getting the wherewithal to make yourself go back and do this stuff mm-hmm. when you get used to a certain way of living and a certain type of living,
yeah,
actually just like making yourself go, okay, no, this is what's best for me. This is what's important. I'm going to prioritize this and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to give up all these other distractions.
Right.
It's tough. It really is.
Right.
And then getting back into the mode where you can finally study again, you got to relearn that stuff. You got to relearn how to focus on school stuff. But, you know, it's doable. It's possible. It's been a learning experience that I'm really proud of. And I only got a semester and a half, and then I finally got that bachelor's I thought about for so many years. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Any common myths that you'd like to clear up or explain to our listeners about being a non-traditional student?
Yeah, there's no scholarships for non-traditional students. Yeah, some people think that there are those. It's tough to get financial help whenever you're a non-trad. Basically, you're going to end up taking out loans. So,
what were some of the biggest obstacles you had to overcome to get to where you are today, John?
Deciding to move out to Hot Springs. I'd been in one place my entire life, picking up my roots and completely changing that. Deciding that I wanted to do something else, something better with my life, and just the process of getting to the point where you feel like you're ready to make that decision is a hard process.
Yeah.
Passing organic chemistry.
I bet.
That might be the biggest obstacle. That was a lot of really hard work.
It sounds like it.
Great professor in that class, though. Shout out Dr. Shrestha. He's a great guy. And then navigating, handling life's responsibilities, going to work, getting those bills paid, taking care of the house, doing the chores, mowing the lawn, and 15 hours of class.
Dang.
Every single week after week.
Right.
And just doing what needs to get done, you know, sacrificing all the other things that you want to do. Those are the obstacles.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got your eye on the prize, though, and so
that's what keeps
you going.
Yep.
Can you tell me how it felt when you passed organic chemistry?
Oh, my gosh. I could have cried. I swear, the intense wave of relief. I didn't even do my best on that final exam, but I got enough to where I got like an 80.03 in the class. Yeah. And when I saw that 80.03, it was just an intense wave of relief. I never have to touch organic chemistry again.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Not with organic chemistry, though.
But with hard classes.
For some other classes, yeah. What lessons have you been taught by being a non-traditional student?
For the most part, the only limits that exist are the ones that you put on yourself.
Nice.
You know, you start telling yourself 40 hours a week is too much work, and, you know, I'm exhausted after 40 hours a week, and I need those 2 days off a week, and I just want to work 9 hours a day, and then I got to have my time watching those TV shows or playing those video games or hanging out with those friends at the bar. You know, you start telling yourself these stories and you start believing them. But whenever you get out there and flip the script and change the narrative, you start realizing, okay, well, maybe it's not as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still difficult, but
it's doable.
Definitely doable.
Right. So, John, you said you grew up in Texas. Was it Lubbock, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was it like there?
A lot dustier, a lot windier. There's not nearly as much water or greenery or trees.
Okay.
Good people, though.
Yeah.
Really good people.
Any childhood memories you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, there was this one time I was kind of a smart aleck.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had a garden in the backyard that we grew a bunch of vegetables in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they grew these jalapenos, but it was in the middle of a drought.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know anything about growing jalapenos, the hotter it is and the drier it is, the hotter they get.
Oh, okay.
And so we'd harvested these jalapenos, and I think I was talking smack about being able to handle it. And so my mom dared me. She was like, I'll give you $25 if you eat this jalapeno whole. I didn't even think twice. I just grabbed that jalapeno and I chomped down. And I swear, I cried over that sink.
Yeah.
With like milk, trying to pour milk into my mouth to save myself for the next 30 minutes. It was so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Taught me a valuable lesson.
Yeah. Tell us about an influential person in your life and how they impacted you.
I played football whenever I was in high school and in college. And in high school, I had this coach that was my absolute favorite. Mm. Now, he and I got along so well because we were a little bit too much alike. But this was a guy that held me to task and pushed me whenever he needed to. And then he gave me someone to talk to whenever I needed someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Coach Kevin Sherrill. One of the best men I think I've ever met in my life. And someone that saw the potential in me and really pushed me to reach that potential.
Nice. That's what great teachers and coaches do, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So, John, if you could give your younger self any piece of advice, what would it be?
Don't spend so much money on alcohol, man. I could have so much money by now.
That's a good one. That's a good one there. Yeah. So, John, what is it that brought you here to National Park College anyway? How did you get here?
Whenever I moved out here to Arkansas to get closer to my family, I also had the plan of I'm going to get back to college. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get that degree. I think whenever I first wanted to get back into it, I was kind of thinking psychology. But that was with the eventual goal of becoming a psychiatrist. But then I started realizing, well, biology is the better way to do that anyway. And whenever I first went into college, biology was my degree plan. I'm going to have more of the prerequisites already built.
Mm.
And I like that stuff anyway. So I'll do the biology route.
Yeah.
And I was working at this time. It was mid-2020. Mm. I'd moved out to Arkansas. I think I started working for this company March 15th, 2020. And it was,
oh, wow.
Yeah, maybe the next week that the lockdown happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we were considered essential workers, though. So I was working all the way through, which was, I mean, thank God for that.
Right.
It was an absolute blessing. But about the middle of that summer, my mom really got on to me. She was like, I mean, if your plan is to get back to college, I would already be making moves towards that.
Mm.
And so I was like, all right, you're right. Let me put my nose to the grindstone for a bit, figure something out. And then I think it was about that time someone had told me about this program. They showed me the newspaper article where they're having the 2+2 program. Started looking into it. I liked what I was seeing. And then I think that week I looked into getting into a class. I signed up for Spanish and Dr. Argo's World Civ to 1500. And then I've just been going ever since.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. So you saw it, I guess, in the Sentinel Record, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So print is not dead.
Not dead. No, sir. Got me on my path.
Other than National Park and biology and medical stuff, what are your hobbies, John?
One of my favorite parts about moving out here to Arkansas, hiking trails, man.
Mm.
And I was doing some mountain biking there for a little bit until my bike petered out on me. I weigh a lot. I'm a big 260-pound man. And on those bikes going down those slopes, but more importantly, going up them,
yeah,
my gears got all chewed up on my cassette. It was bad.
Yeah.
But so I haven't been doing too much mountain biking anymore, but I'll get out there and I'll hike. I like getting into the gym and working out.
Right.
I have a plethora of TV shows that I like watching. I like playing video games every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the National Park Wellness Center here on campus?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of improvements made at that wellness center. I really enjoy going in there now, especially having a basketball court right there where I can just go and shoot around for a little bit.
Yep. So what is it about hiking and mountain biking that that drew you to it? What do you like about it so much?
It's good exercise for sure.
Yeah.
And we got really clean air around
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out and getting that fresh air is a nice way to get your exercise in. But also, I don't know, man, connecting with nature is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Getting out there, and I have a specific place that I like going out on Northwoods Trail where it's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
There's that little lake out there before you get around to the dam. Especially during the fall, whenever all the colors are turning,
mm-hmm.
it's peaceful, man. Yeah. You know, whenever life gets really hectic, especially right about now, it's nice to be able to go out there and cut off a slice of it for a little bit and just kind of not focus on all the busy work.
Yeah, we really are blessed around here. We have wonderful, wonderful surroundings.
And you know, I talk to so many people around here.
Mm-hmm.
So many people take it for granted.
Oh, yeah.
They really have no appreciation for what's surrounding them. But being in West Texas growing up, all we had were cotton fields and tumbleweeds and, you know, old dirty lakes with clay in them so they're red. We did not have anything like this. No hiking trails.
Right.
Barely any trees. Most of them are the ones that we planted ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, half the time we have no grass.
Yeah. No, we truly are lucky here. But I think it's just human nature. You get used to what's around.
Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
If you could talk to anybody from the past, present, or future, who would it be and why?
You're going to have to give me a second on this one. I got a lot of options that I would
really
like.
Sure, yeah, I understand. Like for me, I would personally, I'm a huge basketball guy. I would love to talk to Michael Jordan.
I was literally going to say Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he was the guy for me.
I know. That's so funny. I was just thinking about how awesome he would be to talk to because he's been through so many experiences. And he's such a wild guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think my dream experience with Michael Jordan would be at a casino or on a golf course.
Yeah, yeah.
Hands down, that would be my favorite experience with Michael Jordan.
He'd probably open up a little bit, huh?
Oh, man. But, you know, you would see the crazy gambling side of Michael Jordan. I feel like that would be the funnest side of Michael Jordan to be around. You know, super competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, he would be throwing money like crazy, but if he was winning big, God, that'd be crazy fun. And you'd never beat him in a game of golf.
No, he's really good at golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, since you already said Michael Jordan, I'll choose someone else. Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt. That dude has got an insane life.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet he would have been a lot of fun, too. I bet probably in his later years, especially when he was president, he wouldn't have been doing too much drinking. But in his younger years, whenever he was, you know, like guy running around, captain in the military,
mm-hmm.
Part of the cavalry,
mm-hmm.
that dude would have
mm-hmm.
been a lot of fun to be around. Could have learned a lot of things from him, too.
Yeah, a lot of energy he had, you know. I don't know if you know this about Teddy. He's actually one of my favorite presidents as well. He had asthma very bad as a kid, and he had to work extremely hard to get his asthma beat back.
Is that right?
Yep. His dad told him, if you don't start doing fitness every day, and that's why he got into boxing, you're not going to be able to do much in life. And he was one of those very driven people, and he beat his own asthma.
Huh.
Yep.
Ah, man, I love stories like that.
Yep.
He gave me goosebumps thinking about that.
Yeah,
man, that's funny.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan and Teddy Roosevelt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two very driven people.
Yeah.
What achievements are you most proud of at this point, John? I know you got some more to go, but is there anything you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, I mean, I rank organic chemistry as one of those achievements. They consider that class the weeder course for med school, so many people get cut out of going to med school before they even finish that class.
Mm-hmm.
Another achievement that was a big part of my life was making it to college football.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like a all-state football player in high school, but also both all-state and first-team academic all-state as well.
Where'd you play high school and college football at?
High school was Shallow Water High School, and college was Angelo State University,
mm.
D2 college out in West Texas.
All right.
And then I would say, I guess on a more emotional level as far as achievements go, just beating my younger self. Everyone's got these things that they go through whenever they're younger. Challenges, personal challenges, internal challenges that they have to tackle. Mm-hmm. That would be another great achievement. A lot of people take forever to do that, and some people don't do it ever. So,
yeah. What are your future plans, John?
Future plans would be to get out, go to med school, work my butt off, graduate. I mean, ideally, in some good placement in my class. Mm-hmm. Maybe even top of my class. We'll see.
There you go. There you go.
And then get out, get matched into a good residency program, succeed there. Mm-hmm. And then after I get out of that residency program, mm-hmm. world's mine for the taking.
All right.
We'll see. I know at some point I would like to maybe own a house in Italy. And spend a lot of time in Italy because I think that place, the culture's awesome. Views mm-hmm. are beautiful. Food is magnificent. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Nice. A lot of history there in Italy. Is that part of the reason you want to go to Italy?
Or oh, yeah.
Is it just the culture and the food? And
yeah, the history for sure. I mean, it's all tied into one, the mm-hmm. history, the culture, and the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of depth there mm-hmm. in that country that I would like to experience. Mm-hmm. Japan's the same way for me.
How coincidental that you brought up Italy. I have a funny story. I'm taking Roman Republic history this semester, and the Romans were coming back from a long campaign, and when they got back to Italy, the first thing they did was eat pizza.
Nah,
you can't make this up. You can't make it up.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah, so I really do wonder what real Italian pizza's like.
Yeah.
You got to wonder that.
It's got to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a recipe passed down for 15 generations.
Right. Is the bread the same?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on with
it? Where whenever you're learning how to make it, your grandma's like hitting you upside the back of the head if you're doing it wrong.
Right, right. Any advice you'd like to leave our listeners with? Any quotes or mottos?
One of the quotes that means a lot to me is struggles make your strengths. Just because you're going through a hard time doesn't mean that you won't come out on the other end better for it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, that's great, John. So John Strednig, thank you so much for sitting down with me today on Elevate. I've really appreciated and enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, same, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.